But as a tea, it was used as a tea for the caffeine, of course, but also as a communal gathering drink to foster good friendships and good relations amongst the community of Native Americans.
Tea. When America was first getting off the ground, we had a big fight with Britain over it. Nowadays, it's still a tremendous part of our daily lives. At Yaupon Tea House and Apothecary, they brew it with the help of some ancient American traditions.
I came from the mud, there's dirt on my hands. Strong like a tree, there's roots where I stand.
I'm David Zelsky, and this is the Fork in the Road podcast, presented by Georgia Grown and the fine folks at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each episode, we feature stories from Georgia's farmers, fishermen, merchants, artisans, chefs, and others who help provide Georgia-grown products to folks in the Peach State and beyond. Today, we're headed to historic downtown Savannah to visit Yaupon Tea House and Apothecary. It's the flagship storefront location of Yaupon Wellness Company. Founded by tea farmer Lou Tholman, Yaupon Tea House offers a wide variety of teas and wellness products made with leaves from the Yaupon holly tree.
This store is unique and one of a kind because everything in this store has some tie-in to the Yaupon holly plant, the plant that we are very passionate about. And all the products in the store have a tie-in either historically or chemically or there's a tie-in somehow to the plant.
Lou was first introduced to the plant that would become the focus of his life and career while exploring a small island just off the Savannah coast.
My family and I, about 11 years ago, had a nature walk on Ossabaw Island, which is a barrier island off of Savannah. And it's an incredible maritime forest, about 20,000 acres of just beauty. And we were accompanied by a naturalist by the name of John Crawfish Crawford, who's a local legend around the waters of Savannah. And he introduced me to the Yaupon tree. And I just fell in love with the tree, it spoke to me, and I knew at that moment that I was on a different journey.
The Yaupon holly tree's leaves were frequently used by Native Americans to calm nerves, purify water, suppress appetite, induce dreams, heal wounds, and regulate menstrual cycles, just to name a few uses. On their island walk, John Crawford told Lou and his family all about it.
He told us about the Native American medicinal use of the plant, also its use as a native tea. As a young kid, I did a lot of reading on Native American tribes and history, and it was just a fascinating topic for me. But it sort of went dormant. You know, you grow up, you go to school, you go to college, you play sports, whatever you do, it just kind of lay dormant, and it welled back up in me when we were talking about this tree, and that's why I kind of knew that things were going to change, and they did.
And at that moment, Lou embarked on a mission to educate people on America's forgotten medicinal plant and make it more widely available for health-minded consumers. I visited Yaupon Wellness Company's research farm in Metter, Georgia, where Lou first transplanted the Yaupon tree to mainland.
So here's a Yaupon right here.
What makes it look healthy? What are you looking for?
It's green. It has new growth. Even though it's kind of late in the season, it's going to be dormant soon in the winter. But this is new growth right here. And that has all the good stuff in it. It's kind of like all the power, the caffeine and the antioxidants are all right there.
I mean, is it all the leaves and the stem?
The stem, the pliable stems have a lot of caffeine and a lot of nutrients in it. So that's pretty. This is all new growth. You can see the new growth because it's pliable.
What is it about this land that works for Yaupon and these other plants you're growing?
Well, you know, Yaupon's a native species, so it likes this region. And we're in the region where it grows naturally. What I did here is I propagated wild Yaupon from a maritime forest down in Darien, Georgia, on Heard Island. And I transplanted them here, and it loves the soil, loves the climate. What it likes, well, what makes it interesting as a row crop, which is part of our mission also to try to figure out how to best grow it as a row crop, kind of a new industry, is it's drought resistant. The deer really don't like it. It's the last thing they're going to eat. And it's cold resistant. It just, and it keeps on growing. It's an evergreen. You know, you just cut it back and it grows back. So it's an interesting endeavor as a row crop.
Part of the research they do at Yaupon Research Farm is figuring out how to make the plant more resistant to the elements.
Can it handle extreme weather? I run into so many crops, they're like, oh, we had a freeze in March, so the whole crop's gone.
Yeah, we're actually working. That's part of our plan, is to propagate some that are cold tolerant. So we do go up to the Carolinas, Virginia. I actually found a Yaupon in Massachusetts. So it's kind of near the coast, so it's a little bit moderate, but we're going to try to use that to propagate as a cold tolerant plant, Yaupon.
Wow.
So because a lot of farmers want to grow it, and our mission is to help farmers understand it that want to grow it and give them products, either liners or Yaupon plants to plant.
Nice.
What makes Yaupon different is it was, we consider it the forgotten American medicinal plant in North America. It's different because it contains caffeine and theobromine. So it's the only native plant in North America that has enough caffeine to use it. So the caffeine stimulant was really important. The theobromine, sort of that elixir of the gods, also is in Yaupon. So it made it unique in that respect. And it wasn't just a tea, it was also used by the native tribes in the Southeast as medicine men smoked it. It was a wound care. It had all kinds of different uses. We're still trying to figure those out because a lot of the history has been lost.
Native American tribes didn't just benefit from the Yaupon tree's medicinal properties, they used it to help strengthen their community.
It was traded widely among other tribes from different parts of the country where it wasn't native. It was called Big Medicine. It was called the Beloved Tree, and there's all kinds of legends, beautiful legends about it. And it was just very, very important. It was sacred. It was a sacred plant. So there are a lot of great medicinal botanicals and herbs in North America, but this one I've never, to this date, found one that had so many accolades, so many stories, and so many names. So it was important. For that reason, I'm passionate about it. I want to know more about it, and I'm always in search of finding out more about the plant.
The science behind Yaupon tree leaves contributes to its special function as a powerful medicine.
It's very complex. Its chemistry is very complex. We consider it an adaptogen in many ways because it has so many constituents that have different medicinal value. The caffeine pathway all by itself is a beautiful thing. It's full of saponins or saponins. If you look at the function wheel of Yaupon, it's an anti-diabetic, anti-carcinogen, anti-inflammatory, it just a brain neuroprotector. So it has all these great functions that we're trying to better understand through our government grants, our research grants.
Luce Farm conducts pioneering research on the Yaupon tree in partnership with local universities and has received a small business innovation grant to continue that work.
Our mission is really sort of ancient wisdom with modern science, trying to combine those two things to come up with holistic products that modern day healthy lifestyle consumers want or need. So it's understanding that ancient use of the plant, understanding its chemistry, and with those two fundamental pillars, come up with modern day products.
Tea is great, but if you're like most Americans, you know there's another hot beverage that's become a necessary staple of your mornings. As Lou tells me, tea from the Yaupon tree can provide a healthier alternative to the venti caramel pumpkin spice latte double shot with sugar-free oat milk, whipped cream, and chocolate flakes, or whatever your order is.
Do you still do coffee in the morning, espresso in the morning, and tea in the afternoon?
Yeah, I do. I do like coffee. I mean, the interesting thing about Yaupon is chemically, it is a tea and a coffee. It has a lot of the chlorogenic acids that make coffee good for you, but it has a lot of the chemistry that green tea has. So it's a very unique plant in that respect. And if you roast it dark enough, thick enough, and strong enough, it could be a coffee replacement. But chemically, some of the scientists and chemists that we're talking to are really remarked that, wow, this really is a coffee and a tea from the chemistry point of view. Flavor, it's different, but we can make it really strong. So if you like strong coffee, we can make you a strong Yaupon tea.
Back at Yaupon Tea House, Lou told me more about the chemical compound in Yaupon, which gives you that energy boost.
Theobromine is an alkaloid in the caffeine pathway. Some people call it the feel-good alkaloid. It gives you a good mood. And it sort of is a metabolite from the caffeine pathway that actually, I'm trying to remember exactly what it does. It stimulates the soft muscle tissue in your body. It's not as much of a stimulant as the caffeine itself. It doesn't cross the brain-blood barrier. But it's a wonderful and very desired constituent these days.
A toxic fire, a plume of smoke, and a community demanding answers. In Conyers, Georgia, the biolab disaster left residents searching for truth and accountability. This season, GPB uncovers system failures, hears from whistleblowers, and follows neighbors still fighting to be heard. I'm Pamela Kirkland. Join me for season 2 of Manufacturing Danger, the Biolab Story. Listen now at gpb.org/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I've heard enough. Time to finally try some of this miracle plant for myself.
So let me see what you think.
It looks like coffee. Does that look?
Yeah.
And the smells in here are amazing.
Oh, great.
Absolutely. That's from the incense. I feel like I'm drinking out of the Holy Grail. This thing's beautiful.
Chipped up a little bit.
Well, that could wake me up in the morning.
So, you know,
smoother than coffee.
Yeah. So during the early colonial times, it was compared favorably with Camellia sinensis tea from Asia. So you can brew it many ways. You can replicate the Asian Camellia sinensis tea flavor very well, but we like it in its original form.
I love this. It is smooth enough, but it has enough kick. And it has an okay amount of caffeine?
Yeah. That's a winter harvest, so typically caffeine varies depending on time of year, so there's very little in that. If you don't want caffeine, I have the Yopon for you. If you want some caffeine, I have that too. That would be very, very mild.
Where's Yopon been all my life? It's been fun learning this from you because it has everything you need, especially if you're a female. Because you talked about it can help them as well, but it's brain food. It's just general health food.
At Yopon Tea House, they market Yopon products to health-minded consumers while respecting the ancient American traditions of which the plant is a part.
If you go to the Cahokia Mound settlement in southern Illinois, which was one of the largest Native American towns in North America, the anthropologists found cacao and Yopon residue in earthenware like this. So they know that the tribes were trading it, the Native American tribes from the North America were trading it to the Mayans in Mexico for cacao. Two sacred plants, both containing theobromine, so their alchemy was right on. They knew what they were doing. So what we've done to pay homage to that history and that wisdom, we commissioned Mayan artisans from Chiapas, Mexico to replicate that earthenware from Cahokia Mound in Illinois.
Yopon Tea House even offers chocolate made with Yopon. And that's for those who have a hankering for ancient wisdom and also a bit of a sweet tooth.
We have an offering of cacao and Yopon chocolates. Again, it's kind of a ancient wisdom, modern version of a product that they would have consumed because they were blending it more as a drink. But because they both contain theobromine and cacao is a wonderful chocolate type product and Yopon goes well with it, we actually feature products, again, paying homage to that. So reflecting our sort of mission is to understand the ancient uses of Yopon, combine it with the understanding and chemistry that we're doing now, and come up with products that are healthy, good, and pay homage to that sort of ancient tradition.
Now, ingesting Yopon isn't the only method for getting it in your system. Smoking it can also help you kick that nicotine habit.
Do you inhale it?
We do. I don't inhale a lot of it, but just mildly, you know, we do. We also have a blend with Lobelia inflata in Yopon. Lobelia is an interesting herb. Lobelia was used back in the day to get people off of cigarettes and nicotine because it gave you a nicotine-like effect without nicotine. It's also a good herb. Herbalists will tell you it draws up toxins and out. So we blend it with Yopon for an herbal smoke. I don't recommend, smoking them like cigarettes. It's more of an intentional smoke. I let a little draw in. It's the smoke. It's kind of like the whole atmosphere of the ceremony. So we also have Yaupon incense. Being a sacred plant, we thought that would make a great modern day product, and people love it. We sell a lot of these.
I can smell it right now.
Yeah, we're burning it. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm feeling relaxed already. And if that wasn't enough uses for this magical plant, you can also put it on your skin.
This section over here is our skin beauty, clean beauty section, to give you another idea of understanding traditional use and making modern day products. Yaupon was used for skin care, for wound care. It's an antibacterial. And it's also full of those saponins that I mentioned, which are great for skin. It's great for the interior, internal part of the body, but it's also really good for your skin. So we have a daily facial oil. We mix this with all organic, beautiful ingredients. And this is our biggest seller. Vogue magazine did a piece on this particular product, and that's our biggest seller. We also have rose toner. We use the distillate from our Yaupon to make this rose toner, again, blended with other beautiful botanicals, and I'm going to spray it so you can just kind of waft into it, just kind of smell it. Lean into it if you can.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we also have Yaupon blemish bars and sweet tea soap made with Yaupon. So because of that saponin content in Yaupon, saponin, root word sapon, which means soap in Latin, it froths and foams up along with all the beautiful chemistry within that complex of compounds. It makes for a great soap. Kids with blemishes, a lot of them really, really swear by it.
Bath time just got a whole lot more ancient wisdom. Learning about the Yaupon holly tree and its many uses really made me appreciate the ingenuity of America's original people. I'm glad I got to spend some time with Lou at Yaupon Tea House and the Yaupon Research Farm to hear all about it. For more stories like this one, you can watch A Fork in the Road on GPB TV or anytime on the gpb.org website. That's where you'll also be able to listen to and subscribe to this podcast or download it on your favorite podcast platform. I'm David Zelsky. Thanks for listening to A Fork in the Road.